Wake up, gamers, because you're listening to...
Ah, shit! Oh, no! Dan's dead! Don't worry. I got this. Wiggity, wake up, gamers, because you're listening to the Big Think Dimension with me, KZ Excellent. I think video game good, as well as Bob Video Game.
Oh, no! Pod Lords.
And Mr. Field.
I'm going to be talking first on this episode, so don't get confused.
Here on Gigaboots.
Gentlemen, I ate the triple loopa.
I knew it! I called it hours ago! His prep was getting the triple loopa!
Do you not know about the triple loopa, Bob?
I didn't even know about the triple loopa. I haven't been in Taco Bell
yet. Let me show you a picture of this fucking monstrosity. Because I went to Taco Bell because I was starving after I finished work. It was a long day. And I saw the triple loopa. Look at the triple loopa.
Wait, that is not the
Behold.
Way I expect three chalupas.
Yeah, you tear.
It is three small chalupas that have different fillings, and you have to tear them apart.
Oh, man, I bet they'll still serve it cold and make it impossible to tear apart.
I was hoping you knew and you were also going to get it and it was going to be wrong.
But I had it.
Mm-hmm.
It was adequate. I don't think I'd order instead of what I usually order ever again, but it was the cheesy one was just meh. The other two were pretty good. The Chipotle one was the best one.
Do you get to select what they are? Can you be like, oh, I just want three Chipotle?
No.
Of course.
You get one-third cheesy, one-third cheesy Chipotle, and one-third Chipotle. It can't fit lengthwise in their meal boxes. They have to turn it diagonally.
Is there anything else even in the meal box at that point?
Yes. The meal, which is $6, is this, a drink, one crunchy taco, and the cinnamon twists.
Cinnamon twists are fantastic. Mm. 10 out of 10.
No.
But we always have to have some stupid fucking fast food thing.
I knew you'd do it. You're like, Dan isn't here. I had to stand up and be the person.
I can't not get the triple loopa. It's called the triple loopa.
I feel bad. I didn't see any interesting fast food stuff. And little did I know, right under my nose, Taco Bell's triple loopa. Strange.
I found out by fan art of Isabel from Animal Crossing eating one yesterday.
Honestly, when I saw it in the store, it looked gigantic. For a second, I thought it was a multiple person thing.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be literally the size of three chalupas.
It is not. It's the size of 1 and 1.8 chalupas.
Okay.
Not even quite the two.
That's disappointing.
I wonder if there's like a picture of scale.
Here it is compared to a taco.
Speaking of food items, my friend Sky encountered the Big Dipper from Pizza Hut this week. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh, they used to do that a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I know about the Big Dipper.
Yeah, it's the pizza that has no sauce in it. You dip it, and it's 2 feet of pizza.
Oh, I didn't know it had no sauce. That sounds like it would be good without any sauce.
Yeah.
Like cheesy bread with pepperoni.
Yeah. It's cheesy bread, and then you dip it into a variety of sauces. It's like $13.
Wow.
I need to see if my Pizza Hut has that.
I'll try it.
It does.
It just it can't compare it to Hungry Howie's version of that same thing they've been doing for the last decade.
Yeah, but plus, I don't have a Hungry Howie's.
I'm sorry.
Not everyone is blessed.
So in other fast food news, there's a new Mexico burger chain. I don't think it's anywhere but New Mexico. Oh no, there's some in parts of Arizona and Texas, but only small parts. I'm surprised they haven't been sued. It's called Lotta Burger.
Wow.
It's Blake's Lotta Burger.
Does it have something you put an egg on it?
Presumably. apparently they're one of those we have two burger options. Pick one or die.
Yeah, I'm looking at this guy. He looks really shady. This has to be something older, though. This looks like all old school.
Is that just the aesthetic, or
maybe
there was some hamburger place that was similar to that that closed down that was also very similar to Whataburger sounding. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was called.
Okay, it says it was founded in 1952.
Hmm.
God, that is Wally Burger. That's what it was. Wally Burger. Before they, I now have to try and find a picture of Wally Burger in my town. I found the best possible picture. It's a modern picture of their location that's like a block from my house. It's shut down. It's incredible. Casey, you might have to cut this in.
Okay.
It's just dead. They put bars around it.
Yes, because it's not like any.
What
it's not like
the
any
sign
place.
On the right?
It was basically like a stand.
Yeah, this does look like a lot like the old school
like
McDonald's.
So when they would close it, they would just put that. They would just shut the iron bars. And now it's permanently closed.
You just put wasted in the middle of the screen there.
Like put CJ over in the corner.
T-pose.
But yes, that's a Wally Burger.
Oh my god.
Here's a slightly less depressing picture of it from when it was opened that somebody took.
Wally Burger Prime. Oh, look, there's color.
It's still no having the there. Cage is really bad.
It still has the cage and no one wants to go in.
I've eaten there before. It was still open while I was alive. It's not like it closed in the 80s. It
so
closed
what?
Like
from in 2008 to now. Shout out to jimandgarrett.blogspot.com.
This is literally a block away. Maybe I'll take a modern picture of it at some point.
Please,
Casey.
Please, but if you could do that, be swell.
But I think that's enough fast food nonsense.
Yeah, Phil, how about we have you open? You might as well. You can be the Dan. You can.
Okay.
What'd you play? You usually play a lot.
The only thing. I'll talk about Super Danganronpa 2.
Extreme.
I won't go too far into it because I'm only at the end of chapter one. I'll talk about it at greater length when I complete it, as I did with the first game. I think it's funny Dan isn't here because Monokuma, the antagonist, does have a Mario-esque clip of him going Danganronpa 2 that he says during one of his like breaking the fourth wall moments. I think it was pretty funny that Dan was like, does that happen? I'm like, I don't know, maybe, and then it did.
It's very violent against women.
It's fucking stunning how much better than the first game this is almost immediately.
In
every conceivable way. It has a better UI. It has better music. Even and the music in the first game was good, but the music in the second game is better. It has such a better cast.
Yeah.
Like, immeasurably better. It has so much better a protagonist.
Even it's better minigames.
Most of the minigames are better, except for one, which is a nightmare. But the protagonist is real great. In the first game, it's voiced by, what the fuck is that guy's name?
Bryce Papenbrook.
Bryce Papenbrook, who is Kirito in Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
And is doing a little simp voice.
Yeah,
as usual.
He has his moments. He's not terrible. He has his moments. But... Oh, the protagonist in 2 is Johnny Hunkbosch.
Yeah, boom. Just pack it up.
You can't compete. Especially when you shoot the truth through something. In this game, you hear Johnny Hunkbosch yell, "I'll shoot through that contradiction." And it's very raw. They also added truth swords.
Okay.
You have sword. Battles with words.
And when you cut down the enemy's argument, Johnny Hunkbosch yells, "Allow me to cut through those words." It's very good. They made the whole thing better because They like, it was better than Ace Attorney in some ways, but in other ways it was more simplistic. They brought in the thing that was even in the first Ace Attorney game where your counters can be countered. So you'll be making your argument, you'll point out a contradiction and start making your argument, and then you'll get broken. They also added a rival character, which the first game did not have.
Yeah. I believe you said something like, I'm going to throw you down a flight of stairs.
I think I said that I think I said that like six times.
You did. And one time you said, I'm going to fight you down those stairs.
Is he guy who always looks like the Jinjo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to be real. Now that I have some context for that character, if you have that character as an avatar on Twitter, you're on notice. You're real close to just instantly getting that block just for that yep. character. You're almost on Homestuck level. You're not quite there yet. But
I have felt insane for years because I've hated this motherfucker so bad.
I fucking despise him.
And everyone's
him.
Like, no, I'm kin with Komaida. I really relate to him. Like,
You're going to be kin with this tire iron in a second.
And when you started talking about how you wanted to beat him to death, I'm like, yes! Finally, I understand your psychotic breaks!
He's good as a rival character because you want to hold him down and beat him to death.
Yeah, hold him under the water till he stops moving.
He is also Bryce Papenbrook doing almost the same voice as the protagonist for the first game.
Yep.
It's also very great that in a I don't know what Twin Peaks is moment from a moment akin to Swery going, I don't know what Twin Peaks is. This character looks like a crackhead version of the first protagonist, has the same voice actor in English and Japanese.
Yes.
And his name is an anagram of I am Makoto Negi, the protagonist of the first game.
They also have the exact same ultimate skill.
And the director says, no, that was all unintentional. Didn't mean to do it at all. Even the anagram shit. That was all a mistake.
<I'm> like, even the anagram.
I'm like, you fucking liar. Absolute fucking liar. But that game's fantastic so far. Like, everything is turned up.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. I look forward to playing more of it. I also played a little bit of Ys Othin Felghana to check out the dub.
Oh, yeah. Before you move on.
And to stream it, because I needed something to stream.
Would you say you could jump into the Danganronpa 2 without playing the first one?
Oh, no. I played the first one. I streamed the whole thing.
Yeah, no. I'm just asking if you think that you would need to.
I played all of them, and I think... I think you can... But there's stuff that game, even from the jump, that game takes advantage of the fact that it's like, we know people played the first game and they're specifically trying to fuck with those people.
They are. There's a lot of parallels between the new cast and the old cast. But then they fuck around with them. And
yeah, it's something that's strengthened through playing those.
I'm trying to decide if it's worth it because. One has a lot of... I enjoyed one, but I'm not sure if most people would. Also, it's 30 hours long.
Yeah, I kind of... I feel like with all of these, I kind of rush by the end when it comes... Because there's, like, free time events and stuff you can do in there, and I kind of, like, blaze through them by the end.
Yeah, I guess if you're not streaming it, you can also not bother to let all the dialogue play out all the time, and you can mash through some of it.
Yeah. But I think you could get into, like, two.
You could. And it's such a drastic drop. I mean, such a drastic rise. Think of it like Gundam. Sure, you could start at Zeta Gundam. And it'd probably be fine, but you'd miss some things. Also, I really enjoy the character in Danganronpa 2 where he'll interrupt you and say, "Don't underestimate the power of my evil eye." And it takes... It takes so long that they almost run out of time and it doesn't finish playing before the effect happens.
Yes.
But, I played some of the Ys Othin Felghana to check out the dub. Holy shit, what an abysmal dub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
It's ancient, right?
I don't know if it's that ancient.
Ancient East.
I'm trying to look, I'm going to look up when it came out in America, at least, because that's when it would have had to happen.
Right. Was
no, 2010. It's not that old.
Ooh.
But it has to just have a bad voice director because Patrick Seitz just sounds wrong.
Oh, wow. It even has him.
Yeah, he's Dougie.
Huh.
And he sounds like way overexcited, like he got told to be really energetic. And then you have Derek Stephen Prince as the antagonist Chester, who is like, just sound as evil as possible.
Is the character real gangly? You kinda. Get Derek Stephen Prince whenever you want evil scientist or Digimon Emperor.
He's like evil slimy guy, but that's not what the character really is, so it does totally work.
Yeah, then you have that doesn't fit.
And then you have the evil king who just ripping off the wall and eating it. like
what?
He's chewing the scenery.
Oh, okay. I was like,
cuz his lines like all have some that isn't in the text. So he just has this evil cackle like almost every line.
Good.
And the most insane one is the innkeeper of the town, Margo, who I think only has one voiced line at the very beginning, or voiced bit. She just sounds like Vox.
I saw the clip of that, and you're right.
She, Voxander, twitch.tv/Voxander, friend of the show.
Yeah.
She has a voice where that's like a combination of her mockingly being sultry and the guy who goes, yes, from The Simpsons. It's like a combination of those two. And this performance sounds exactly like her doing that voice. It is unbelievably amateurish and poorly directed from, I think a big voice actor. It's just so out of place.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to playing show on hard mode with this amazing dub.
You should.
I can appreciate a bad
dub. It'd be really funny. Oh, it's Terraplat. somebody, if you wanna rip the lines from the East Othin Felgana dub and put them over Edelgard from Fire Emblem Three Houses, I think that would be funny.
Oh man,
good content.
But the last thing,
I played,
I played Legends of Runeterra.
Yeah, how's that?
It is okay. I think I need to play it more to really get a grasp of it. It has a weird structure. Legends of Runeterra is the
card game.
It's the right. League of Legends. It's their attempt to eat Hearthstone's lunch.
Oh, okay. So it's Riot doing their thing.
Yeah. It's Riot's like League of Legends themed card game thing.
I don't know how successful it's going to be because for one, I think it has a much worse UI. On the other hand, that UI can run at 144 frames a second, so it looks really smooth. But it looks less interesting than Hearthstone's UI. It feels worse to use, in my opinion. And of course, this is a beta, so maybe this UI isn't final at all. It looks awful final, though. But maybe it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do, the way it works is it's even more like Magic than Hearthstone is. Where, because you summon your units, you have spells, you, much like Magic, you don't get to pick what you attack in this game. All attacks just go for the player, and then the player gets to choose what to block with, so it's like Magic in that regard.
Okay.
And there's various abilities and stuff, like a monster might have Challenger, which means it gets to pick what blocks it. Or Quick Attack, which means when you attack, not when you block with it, only when you attack with it, it will deal its damage first, so if it kills the other monster, it just won't take the damage in that battle.
Oh.
I feel like that's the Magic as well, isn't it? It's been too long.
Maybe it's been a long time.
I've somehow almost completely dodged Magic.
Then you have elusive, which is just whatever walk. It's just walk from magic. You can't block it unless you have something with that same thing.
Oh, okay.
And then you have my favorite, which is the deck I've been using, Ephemeral.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Ephemeral. Where the monster dies at the end of the turn, no matter what.
Oh.
So what it is, they'll cost less and have better stats for the cost. Like, a 5-5 monster that whenever it deals damage, it'll heal you for that amount that it dealt. That's 3. That's 3 mana instead of, like, 6 or 7, which it would be.
Yeah, that's a good value.
But it dies at the end of the turn. But what I'm doing is my deck that involves the, I think it's called Ephemeral Shark, which
of course it's a shark. God.
Which is a
fucking
and it's random. Even kind of, it's even teal colored. Oh no.
God damn you.
I didn't
you're a fucking
I didn't
meme.
Design it. I didn't
you
design
picked
it.
Gonna, you're like whatever gonna, they gave it to me.
No,
they
no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's called Shark Chariot. I'm going to post a picture of Shark Chariot. But its gimmick is whenever anything ephemeral attacks, it will just come back and attack with it.
Oh.
So you get 3 of those into your grave, or 4 or 5 or 6 by using bullshit to make duplicates of cards. And then you're like, yeah, I attack with this one monster. Oh, look, I have 6 now.
Look how it's written, as if it's the thing. It's like, revive me.
And then if you really want to ruin their day, you put down I forget its exact name. It's like Ephemeral Prankster or something, which is not actually ephemeral. It just deals 1 damage to the opposing player whenever anything you control dies.
Oh man, that sounds mean. Obnoxious.
It is obnoxious. It's very
holy
mean. I like
shit.
It a lot.
You're selling me on this.
Is this literally League of Legends monsters and stuff, or is it original to this game?
I guess I don't fucking know shit about League of Legends lore. The champions are in this.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard of like, the mix where it's like it's the lore and the like locations. Like you can even like pick a location from the world of League of Legends to go to, and you get champions, and there are their own cards.
The way it works is they have the 6 regions of the world. Those are your colors, like Magic.
Huh.
And
mm-hmm.
they line up more or less to the colors in Magic. It's different from Magic, and you only get 2 regions a deck. You can't have cards for more than 2 regions in a deck.
Okay.
I mean, it felt like it was become too much of a burden if you did more than 2 in Magic most of the time, but
yeah, and I mean, you could do it in Magic, but that also had like land to limit you, and in this you just get more mana every turn. So, you know, they have to limit you in some way.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
The way champions work is really interesting, in that they each have a condition. And if you fulfill the condition, they level up and their stats and effect get better.
Ooh.
Like Garen, the Demacia champion with his 17 capes. which is, I don't mean, I don't mean his design. I mean, there's an item called Sun Cape, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people, there was a period of time when the game first came out where, I'm just going to post it. I'm just going to post it.
In okay.
Casey can decide what to do with this. I've seen this fucking comic 100 times, even Jeez. Though I've never.
I need more capes.
Bring me my Cape of Suns.
Oh my God.
But if he attacks twice and hits, he levels up.
I think the leveling up seems like really interesting.
It's less like a less stupid version of the quest system from Hearthstone, and quests fucking sucked because they were all do some bullshit and we give you something that wins the game.
How do they make something that sounds stupider than Yu-Gi-Oh! Win conditions?
An example was KZ. There's like a Warlock one where it's like discard some amount of cards. I think it's like 5. It's either 5 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Discard this amount of cards. It's like we give you a portal that cannot be destroyed, and it summons 2 3/3 imps a turn forever.
You may. I am so glad I fucking stopped playing Hearthstone so early. Because I left when I was having fun.
The Rogue one, I think, is like, play the same monster, play the same card 5 times in a game, so you have to keep bouncing it back to your hand. And it's a card called Energy Core, and you play it, and it's all your monsters are now 5/5, no matter what their stats were before.
Well,
and it's all shit like that.
I think the champion leveling system, one, makes sense because it's based on League, and like you in a match, you're leveling up. You go into, I forget what it was, like 18 or something? Like, some amount where you would level up and get stronger. So having the champions work like that in the card game, I think, is neat. I heard, like, if you, depending on, like, which location you settle in the card game, is how you get cards from that area.
Oh, yeah. It does not have a free currency like Hearthstone does. Well, it does, but it's not the same. The main way you're going to get cards is you set your region, which is one of the 6 regions, and then you get experience. And as you level up in that region, you'll get some reward. Like, here's a chest with this many cards in it. Here's a booster pack. Here's a specific card. And then that experience also goes to your weekly chest. And your weekly chest is something you get every Tuesday. And it's level 1 to 13. And depending on what level it is how much shit you get.
Would you say that the overall, because I don't know how much you played this, but does it seem like a better use of your time in getting things than Hearthstone is? Like getting packs and progressing and all of that. Would you say it's a better model?
It is, but in a weird way, because the thing that you'll get a lot as rewards are called wild cards. Which is, you'll get a rare, super rare, epic, or champion wild card sometimes. And those are, if you want to craft any card of that rarity, it's free. It uses up that. So if you're like, I really need this blue card. Oh, well, you have a blue wild card. That can be any blue card. Just make it. You have it now.
That seems good.
Yeah. They also have a dust system like Hearthstone does.
Where you break down the old cards you don't want.
I don't know if you can break down old cards. I didn't do that, but you get, that's your free currency. It lets you make other cards.
Yeah, because because you could break down cards, but sometimes if you got like more of the same, where you like, you can't have this many in a deck. These are dupes.
I think that might happen if you pull dupes, but I don't have enough cards to have that problem yet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it some more because its layout is weirder than Hearthstone's, but I kind of like it. There are multiple turns in each round, so what'll happen is like if it's your turn, you have the attack token, which means only you can attack in this turn. But
you play
something, and then your opponent gets to play something, and then if you still have mana, you get to play something else, and it goes back and forth until both players pass, which will usually be they're either out of cards or they're out of mana. But the thing that's cool is some cards have a skill called Rally, which means you always have an attack token no matter what turn it is. And that is what Garen gets when he levels up. He gets the skill Rally.
I feel like this has more things going on in it out of the gate than Hearthstone did when I played it. Great, granted, I only played up to Naxxramas as a point of reference for the podcast.
This game is much more combo oriented than Hearthstone is. Well, maybe it's more combo oriented now, but than Hearthstone was at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to be using like synergy between what you have, like my bullshit shark stuff that people get mad at.
Yeah.
Or like Demacia's cards are about knights and they'll take damage, and then you'll use a card that makes a thing that's been damaged big and strong. And yeah, stuff well, like I, that.
Well, I like Yu-Gi-Oh, so clearly, you know, combo.
Also, there's no hero powers. There's no powers like And you can actually save mana for your next turn, only up to 3, though, and it only can be used on spells. But you have 3 spell mana.
Okay, that's good. A little bit of leeway.
I think its biggest problem and the biggest thing that'll keep it from like taking on Hearthstone is everything but the champions just looks kind of Kmart Blizzard.
So what's
a little too generic?
A little bit too generic. They have their version of the Porgs, I guess, called Poros.
Oh God.
And I'm like, oh, I fucking hate you guys. you guys suck. Like, I'm going to post a Poro and tell me if you don't think this thing sucks. I'm going to post the official art of a Poro.
Okay, all right. Instead, I want Bob to tell me if he likes it better than most Gen 8 Pokemon.
Sure.
Oh, no.
This is hard. I guess not.
Just think of Toxtricity.
Yeah, I like it where Toxtricity, that's for sure.
That's one of the best Pokemon
Toxtricity
ever made.
Raw.
I would put him in like top 10. He's so good.
I don't know about that. But
he's
strong
with his
20
chest.
At least.
All right, yeah, maybe top 20. Golem's pretty cool. So, Feel. Did you play anything else? Or what?
No, that's it. That's okay. It. I'm done.
All right.
Bob. You maybe played some. I don't know.
I played a little bit of stuff. I actually kind of want to try this Hearthstone knockoff game. I'm excited.
It's same.
Interesting.
It's an open beta now.
I
so you
downloaded
can just...
it while he talked about it because I got really interested in it because I like card games and this one sounds different.
I recommend spending $5 on the starter bundle because it's like the League starter bundle where it just gives you a bunch of shit for $5.
I mean, ooh. Yeah, I'll do that if I like it at all.
Yeah, I'll like try the tutorial and maybe play an hour to be like, all right, does this fire off any neurons?
I was instructed by Dan that I needed to bring up my epic win in Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
Game Boy Advance.
Yes. I selected on last stream one chest mm-hmm. at random, and I was confident that I had $1 million in it. Dan wouldn't believe me. And then I did.
it did, in fact. You played one game of Deal or No Deal and somehow won by doing nothing.
Yeah, no, I just looked at that. That game is so bad.
One of my favorite game shows of all time is Deal or No Deal.
Really? I don't, like...
It's fun. It's exciting because they got to talk. Does he take the deal? Could he have $1 million? It's a fucking game show that has 15 commercial breaks in it and is an hour long per episode.
Yeah, I saw that where it's 44 minutes. And I was like, are you serious? I think part of it's diminished by being a Game Boy Advance game. So it's literally just like, okay, yes, I want to keep playing the game.
It looks so nightmarish watching that VOD.
Yes.
Of that fucking Howie Mandel homunculus.
By the way, Howie Mandel has OCD. That's why he shaves his head, and why if anybody gets real happy and hugs him, he like sticks his arm out like a robot.
Okay.
I highly recommend when he was on the Eric Andre show.
But yeah, I can't imagine watching this game show. It's so bad. There's literally nothing going on other than what's in the box.
Yeah, well, this is what happens. They bring in the contestant, but they also bring in 3 additional people who have a connection to the contestant. They talk it out with them.
Oh my
God. Should they take it? Oh, and then they go, we, you know, the banker does like some curveballs. He's like, all right, I'm not just offering you this. And then they open up the wall and there's a car. Will you take the deal with the car? Anything to make this last the full 1 hour episode.
Okay. I can see that helping a little bit, but it still sounds like Bad Family Feud.
I'm just going to say that a Deal or No Deal video game feels like the stupidest fucking thing in the entire world. Yeah, I will take the deal. No thanks, I got $50,000 and no money.
I would make PM play this all the time where I'm like, all right, pick a case. And he always fucking picks 17 and he always fucking loses. There's a fucking video on my channel of me making him play it, and two times he wins $10.
See, that's funny, but it's not as funny as him thinking the saying is open up a can of beans for trouble in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah, it's like when you bring yourself into a situation, you really opened up a can of what? Beans? He answered beans instead of a can of worms.
What?
Yes, when the options included beans, worms, and a couple other ones, like, no, I think beans is really it. However, he did play Deal or No Deal this week to see if he could defeat Bob. I loaded up a flash game version of it.
Oh, no!
The sixth case he opened, got rid of $1 million, he forced me to refresh, happened again, he only got the $500,000, which might be the best time he's ever done it. He usually only gets, like, $5. Because his way of playing it is picking the exact same numbered case and saying no deal the entire game.
It's the only way to play it. But except yeah. for that part where you only pick one number, that's insanity.
It got real scary, though, because his final two cases were between $500,000 and $700. masterful game.
The Game Boy Advance game actually opens as a text screen saying, you aren't winning real money, just so you know.
What the fuck would they need to do that? KZ, you have more faith in people than you need to.
Just imagine some white woman coming up to the GameStop like, where's my money?
I need to redeem this.
Where's my money?
the Sears counter.
We spent hours playing it over and over.
Okay, but I played real video games this week.
That was a real video game, but we'll pretend it's not for this podcast. What else did you play?
The new Record of Lodoss War game came out today, so I got to play some of that.
Oh, that's right. I didn't... only early access, though, right?
Yeah, it's early access, so I beat everything that was available, which was probably 40 minutes, maybe less.
Oh, no.
Yes, might have got a shoe in 20.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I don't suggest anyone go and buy this and play it immediately, but hey, it's still on sale, so buy it. It's really good, but it's incredibly short.
Buy it and sit on it.
Yeah. It's called Deadlit in Wonder Labyrinth, Record of Lodoss Lore. This is made by the guys who did, what was the name of that Toho game last year? Luna Knights.
They did the Jack Bros game. That was
the Konosuba one.
Yeah,
and the Pharaoh Rebirth. So they have a good pedigree.
Pharaoh Rebirth Plus.
Really nice pixel art. And this is the closest they've come to just being like, yeah, we're going to make Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
A fucking Deedlit? Is that who you're playing as? Deedlit fucking moves like Alucard and has the after images?
Yeah, you get the back dash. You actually get 8-directional attacking. So she's got like full whip control from Final Fantasy IV. Or sorry, Castlevania IV.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sabers. Oof. And you get several weapons. I got a club, a sword, and like a spear, and several different kinds of them with different stats, and a bow and arrow.
I'm looking at footage. She has Alucard's exact run cycle.
Yes.
It is the exact same.
It's literally as close as it can possibly be.
It's just a way more detailed sprite.
Yeah. You also get wind and fire magic. Wind magic actually lets you float so far above the ground. So you're able to just like, okay, I can't quite jump there, but I can float. And it doesn't limit your... It still feels like you're limited in some areas because you can still only go so far above the ground, but it gives you a little bit more control. And you can literally hover in air and shoot arrows at something. Or just stab downward. It's really neat.
Save complete text that comes up when you save is not something from Symphony of the Night, but looks like it would be.
Yes, most things look like they're from Symphony of the Night. There's statues that you walk by in the background frequently, and it's like, that looks like a statue in Symphony of the Night. Yeah, it's the closest they could be, literally. But that's really cool. It also has Ikaruga-style stuff. So you can switch between your fire and white wind magic to... like walk shoe damaging areas that are like, oh, this is the pillar of fire. Ooh. So you have to turn to fire mode and walk through it. Or even enemies will shoot fire attacks or wind attacks. And you can switch to avoid them. And you have a leveling system, but you also have a separate leveling system for your fire and wind magic that goes down if you're hit. So you can build them up to like the rank 3.
Ooh.
And then if you're hit, you'll drop it back down and they'll be weaker. It's neat. It's got a lot of things going on. and your bow and arrow ricochets off stuff, so they have lots of puzzles that are around that, like, okay, shoot it at this angle, and then you'll bounce off three things before you hit a rope that opens a gate. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. I wonder how long it'll take them to finish everything. It definitely... you get two bosses, so at the least there's more than one of those. Give a little bit more than you might expect.
Since this looks pretty polished on a mechanical level, hopefully, like, the heavy lifting has all been done, and it'll be, like, all done by the end of the year.
Yeah, how long did Toho one take to get done? Was that also an early access thing?
Yeah, I think that was also about a year.
Yes, it was. Let me see.
Yeah, go ahead and check, because I'm pretty sure it was just about a year as well.
This one, I think, has more money, though.
Yeah.
This definitely feels like it has like, upgraded money.
I love seeing the upgraded money in future games.
I mean, the Toho one looked like it had a lot of money. So I don't know. Like, it could just be them going for a different art style this time around, because everything was already super detailed in the last game, but they were a little bit more cartoony aesthetic, like super deformed and whatnot.
That's also because it was Toho, and everybody in Toho is a little gremlin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems like it first came out on Steam Early Access in August 2018 and released on February 2019. So,
yeah, it's not bad.
So 6 months? That's only like 6 months.
So if they can do that again, definitely go ahead and pick it up, get it cheap while it's in early access and just hold on to it. There's so many...
It's one of those dealies where it's like, it's cheaper and then it'll be more expensive later, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how they usually go.
Yeah.
Although they might add another level post actual launch like they did for Luna Knights.
They could. Yeah, I honestly, just like, all I can think is I wish that there were more to play. Like, it was really good. It's very interesting, just the different way the weapons felt, and floating around to get better attack vantage points was really neat, because you could, like, stab directly downward in midair. Strangely, when you're crouching, you can't do a, like, diagonal slash like Alucard could. So there's points when it's like, okay, I guess I'll need to jump out over there and actually go to him instead of just hitting him through this floor.
Well, hopefully it ends up coming out by the end of the year. It'd be nice to get another one of their games into our big think top 10 of the year.
Yeah,
Toho Luna Knights was our number 7. I had to go pull up the list again.
I would definitely nominate this as long as it's got a decent amount of content by the time it's done. It's really neat. Mm-hmm.
Games feel really good and look really good, so as long as they have the content.
What else did I play? Oh, right, I tried the Call of Duty Battle Royale mode they added.
I downloaded that, but I've had so much shit to do, I haven't been able to play that yet.
I tried their new mode, because I was like, everybody knows what Battle Royale is, but what's this? I think it's called Plunder?
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's all about collecting money on the map, and you actually respawn. You just lose some money if you die. And the whole point is, like, you have a team of 3 guys and you're trying to build up enough money by looting stuff and doing contracts you find in the area. The contracts are like, oh, go kill this exact player, and you get extra money from it. And the point is that a team needs to get to $1 million. So this is basically Deal or No Deal, because you're trying to fill the case with $1 million.
We found it. Howie Mandel's in Cow Hall of Duty. We've done it.
I think it's really neat. I haven't yet had a game where I felt like I got to experience the whole thing, because the first time I played it, I had a full team of guys. It felt like we had a full roster of players we were fighting against, but for no reason, the game ended after 10 minutes, like in a non-grandiose way of like, oh, it's over. It didn't even seem like someone had won. It just seemed like it ended for some reason.
Stop playing.
And this is still in beta, mind you. Like, there's beta on the screen all the time. So I tried another match, and it showed me in a match where I didn't have teammates. And it launched the game when we only had 60 people total of the total of possible, like, 105 slots. So I don't think many people had teammates, and it felt like it was really hard to actually earn enough money with only one person running around. So that just took forever, and I think a lot of it was because there weren't many people. Because this map is still gigantic. So I was hardly running into people. When I was running into people and killing them, I did not get that much money, because I guess either they hadn't figured out the game mode yet or something. And I think I was in the top 10 money-wise, even though I didn't have even a fraction. Like, I had like $100,000, which was nowhere close to the million.
Yeah, it's nowhere near your Deal or No Deal winnings.
No.
And it took you so much longer to get this 100,000.
Yeah, I probably played that game for like 20 plus minutes, and it just felt like it was not ending. But I think that's a neat idea. Like, I liked seeing them take the Battle Royale thing of having a giant map with a bunch of guys trying to fight each other and doing something new with it. Because if I said before, I'm really tired of like the way Battle Royales feel in general. Like, that didn't appeal to me much. I mean, but this adds respawning in. This has like an overall goal you're going for that's not just the map retracting. And it has like, it'll mark the map doesn't do that at all. It'll just mark the guys with the most money on the map. And the whole idea is like, okay, go find them and get their money before they can get helicopters or some other way of getting their money out.
And this is a part of the Warzone
thing? Yes. Yes, this is the two modes in Warzone are the regular Battle Royale and then this.
Because I picked it up. I don't own Modern Warfare on console, so I picked this up. And they require you to have Modern Warfare's data because, you know, they're building off of it.
Yes.
So this free-to-play thing is, and I checked just now, 100.7 gigs.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
Thank
huge.
God I have no data caps or I would have shit my pants thinking about, I'll try this 10th of a terabyte game.
Yeah, luckily I already had that game downloaded, so I just had like the the 20 gig, I think, update.
Yeah, it was, Saved You a Click Video Games or something. So it's like, yeah, if you own the game, they only have to add the one update.
Which makes sense. I mean, the is clearly using a bunch of assets from the main game. Like, all the guns are transferring over, and a lot of the areas look like they're kind of taped together from all other areas.
It didn't even say Warzone when I downloaded it. It said you're downloading Modern Warfare.
Yeah, when you boot it,
you're just downloading the game.
It just shows, you can play campaign mode, multiplayer mode, or Warzone. It's just it's one of the options on the main menu.
Yeah, it'll just gray those other ones out. Interesting how they just they dropped this now.
I mean, we were hearing rumors about them doing a Battle Royale thing months ago, so I'm surprised it took till now to it finally happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I played anything else. Last week, I forgot to talk about how I played Neo 2's beta, but Neo 2 comes out tomorrow, so I feel like at this point, we might as well just wait.
That's going to be me next week, because I forgot I pre-ordered it. It's unlocking in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm picking it up tomorrow.
Oh, I need to see about getting it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on that, so I actually have something meaty to talk about, and I need something to distract myself until Doom comes out.
But yeah, I really liked the last beta. I mean, so I'm excited. Really want to get into it.
I only played that very first one that was like real limited. Yeah. And I played like a couple hours of that and then went, all right, I want to stay away from it because they always make you go through the early areas and all the betas. And I want to actually want to go through those.
That's fair. Yeah. Do actually having it a new experience.
Yeah. Because then I feel like if I'm going through it again, I'll get bored of it.
Right.
And that'll be like a slower part. That's kind of how I am with early access in general, too. Where it's just, I'll wait. But do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so. Those were the main things.
Okay. Well, I've been busy with, you know, some marathon stuff. I played more Granblue, obviously, with you guys. Did some more of that. But otherwise, no, nothing really. Next week, at the very least, I'll play Neo 2. So
I binged the first season of the Granblue anime because I was like, The story mode is literally referencing stuff that happened.
Good. Is it epic?
The final episode of season one is literally just here's Narmaya, Zeta, and a bunch of other characters like Charlotta that show up in the game. They're cool. They don't get to actually have characters.
I thought you were going to say they get naked or something.
See, you should have gone through the visual novel segments of the main game.
No, thanks.
Maybe I should watch the anime. It sounds cool.
The extra episode that they made, it was like an OVA, actually is like a weird retelling where it's Jetta is the main character, and she's the female version of Gran. And she's a turbo chat, apparently. So it takes place during the same time the anime ends, but she has a team of like a ton of extra people. And she's, whenever they show her fight, she literally just like robotically moves towards the enemy, blocking bullets until killing things in one hit. It's bizarre. So I'm excited for her to get into the game.
But I didn't really play much this week. I hope next week, because you know Neo 2 will be out, so I'm excited to jump into that because I liked Neo 1 a lot. Had a great time with that, and reviews seem pretty solid for 2. Haven't really heard anything too bad about it. So
yeah, everything I played in beta really gives me hope. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff seems real interesting. And that launch trailer they put out looked nuts. Like they definitely looked like they were going all out. But we've gone through our weeks, which means something something segue.
Podlords. Oh, no. Podlords. Not
you
them.
Should say oh no, because Dan isn't here to read them.
Oh no!
I'm sorry, Bob.
Oh no, Bob. This is the best episode we've ever had.
Podlords are being given a fucking boon for this.
Dan's sick, so I have to read them.
Yeah, so, Bob, you should make sure to tell everyone how hard Dan worked today.
Dan came over here incredibly ill, putting together this Podlord list for like an hour.
Yes, it was like an hour. I was like, come on, how long is this shit taking?
And all of these names are a mess. But he got us pictures for everyone who had a very interesting picture to show. So I'll make sure to give those to the cast so we can all see them. But here we go. Podlord such as...
All right.
Danny Richardson. E. Lee Broyles. Texas Man joined Smash.
Yeah.
Corey Brown. Red Blaze 27. Keep your hands off of Jucifer. Suzushiro, the meat on bone. Is that that's right, okay.
Yes, that's right.
Emperor Zero.
Shooting feel right now.
Okay, here we go. PP Key from Pop Team Ep Key. And I got a picture for this one.
Oh no. It's the
I
key.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, it's Key like from Kingdom Hearts.
Shibuya.
All right, here we go. Throwing daylight saving time apologist into an incinerator. Doug Walker's teeth. I have a picture for this one too, unfortunately.
Oh no, this is the one that's my patron now too.
Yep. No!
Yes, no, they pledged to my patron. I went, Doug Walker's teeth. Fucking pod lords.
Lady Popcorn.
Okay, I'm bound. Yeah, I've recovered.
Petition to require a background check in order to use Photoshop. This has also got a picture.
Oh no. Oh no.
There's so many of these guys.
Oh no. It's like they knew. This robot's trying to fuck your mouth.
Oh no.
Okay, here we go. According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be a... And cuts off there.
Be able to fly.
The future president of the United States of America. Hashtag Busey2020.
No! Yes! You know what? You know what? I'll take it. I'll fucking take it.
Yes!
He looks better than the actual Joe Biden looks.
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
Busey,
his skin is less melted.
He is melting less.
Sega CD simp mozzarella.
All right.
101 Shades of Wonderful's Kickstarter failed, so we have we. So he went to Fig to G.
But I have not thought of Fig in years.
Well, we got a picture to remind you.
Tim Schafer's going to cry.
And you look at him right there. He's going to process the breakup.
Yes, he is, Phil.
WTF Spider-Man. Mr. I Like Bacon. Modern Wizard. Yeah.
I Like Pecan.
Bob Toasters, a.k.a. the one number one... Oh, sorry. A.k.a. the number one Karnov fan. Go play Karnov's Revenge today. Oh, no. Look at this.
Karnov, kind of raw.
Karnov is kind of raw.
What
are we going to see?
The number one Karnov fan.
Very important.
Badass.
DFW3K realizes that Halo 3 ODST is just an armchair dev's pitch fully R. I'm going to assume realized.
Realized. It has to be it.
It has to. R.
I feel like this podcast is a good chance for everybody to learn the character limits of Patreon's things they let you name yourself.
Right? Apparently it won't stop you.
It's like 2.5 lines. That's about as far as you can go.
Thank you, patrons. Thank you, pod lords.
Thank you to our pod lords.
Thank you, pod lords. You got something that no other episode will get, hopefully.
God, they're just going to show it to me every time, though, isn't it?
Yes.
But also, thank you, patrons. And if you would like to become a patron or a pod lord, you can go to patreon.com/gbpodcast. In addition to, if you decide to be very generous and become a podlord, getting your name read out on every episode of Big Pink Dimension and getting to punish us with images like
get us our Bleach podcast.
Yes, we're all only about $500 away, and Dan is not fucking prepared for that.
Whatever, but you want it the least.
Not true. I actually want it the most. But for as little as $5 a month, you get cursed content. Club commentary tracks where we suffer as we watch bad things. Cursed content committee where I hold Bob at gunpoint and force him to pick a bad list of movies that you'll get to vote on and force us to watch and produce a commentary track of. Early access to Mondo Cool, our Dragon Ball movie review podcast, estimated to be complete in 2045. Extended armchair dev pitches and many other bonuses. That's patreon.com/gbpodcast. Fellas, we have a lot of news.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, do we. Things happen. We passed the page. Barely.
KZ, tell us about your news.
Okay, we'll knock mine out first. First up, Amnesia Rebirth was announced. It was from Frictional Games. It's coming out for PS4 and PC. They're aiming to make this a new game. That's similar to the original game. So I guess the second game, I think it was like a machine for pigs, was a little bit less like the original.
My understanding is it was like it was less game-like. It was more kind of like a Dear Esther or like a Gone Home.
Yeah, I played a chunk of Amnesia, and there were Let's Plays of that game everywhere.
Yeah.
The kooky, you get scared and scream at the camera.
I'm not, I don't know how well this will do, because I feel like we're past the trend of you're a defenseless baby, sneak past the monsters.
But this also had like that sanity meter thing, where it's like the more you come into contact with it, fucks you up.
That was just your health, though. It wasn't like Eternal Darkness where you got effects from it, really.
Okay. It's been years. Yeah, I didn't play a lot of it.
I played most of it, but I just got to the point where it's like, I can't, it reached the point where you die enough times and you're just like, who cares if I die? I just get set back a little bit. So it's like, there's no longer any fear because you're completely helpless and you sneak past everything.
Yeah, but it's a new, different setting, but it's aiming to be like the original game. That's why it's the Rebirth, but it's not a remake. As people pointed out, it's like, the original one was like far back in the past and this one's a bit more advanced than that one was.
I'm sure somebody still wants that exact kind of horror, but yeah, I don't know.
I feel like there's hundreds of games on Steam Early Access providing that experience, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, this one has the name recognition to do it, so why not?
Yeah, it's got a bigger studio than like the average, you know, indie thing that'll pop up on like Steam. So maybe it'll be something. Next up, this hit me like a truck when I saw it this week. Reggie fucking Fils-Aimé has joined the GameStop board of directors. He's gonna help write this ship.
Either
get the big New York either, New Yorker sold again.
I don't know. This is hard to take in. I don't think he's going to be able to right this ship. I think it already hit the iceberg.
I would say that you're right and that iceberg hit like 2 years ago or something.
But who knows?
I'm going to be positive. I think Reggie has at least a slight chance. It just depends how much power he has there.
Yeah, I wonder how much influence he will be able to pull, because it's not like a major job he's doing, like a 9-to-5 or anything with, because he also does stuff at Cornell. Like, he's taken a couple of different, like, opportunities.
Oh, he's just on the board of directors. For some reason, I thought it was like, our new CEO is Red DeFizeme.
Right, but if no, that were the case, I'd be like, yeah, he's going to do something.
Maybe, okay, he's going to be like, okay, guys, what you have to do is you're gonna start selling the big New Yorker pizza.
It's a good pizza.
I feel like people forget that he was the pizza guy before Nintendo.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not the big New Yorker. He did do the big New Yorker. He also did the Bigfoot, which was the early version of the pizza we discussed earlier with Dippin'.
Oh, wow.
The Big Dipper.
I didn't remember what Bigfoot was. I knew it was a thing, but I couldn't remember what.
It was basically the same thing, except it had sauce. But it was a 2-foot-long pizza box full of pizza.
But it was definitely interesting seeing this news come out about this, and then seeing people go, man, Reggie really downgraded with his new job being a GameStop. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works at all, but all right.
I mean, he's retired, so they probably offered him a whole fucking lot of money to not do a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
And also, this might just be like, keep the investors from doing a run on our stock until we can maybe fix something or get our money out.
It certainly looks good from an optics standpoint of like the guy who was at Nintendo for a very long time is now one of the mover and shakers of GameStop now.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely got some good positive press
looks
to it.
Looks good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know about GameStop, though. I've heard nothing but they're declining for like half a decade. Like, I've heard. And then before that, it was just people complaining about trade-ins. Those people were me. Next up, I've got Doom 64, which is the pack-in pre-order bonus for Doom Eternal.
Isn't it only on Switch?
No, it's also it's on consoles and the PC. Like, they're making a new port for Doom 64. And it got delayed alongside Doom Eternal when it was first going to come out in November. But
of course.
They revealed that there will be a new final additional chapter just made for the game that will take place after the ending of Doom 64.
I mean, it's Doom. That isn't hard.
And for people who like the lore of Doom in these games, it sounds great. And I'm like, is this going to be like some Kingdom Hearts ass shit where this leads in and adds connective tissue to Doom?
What my first thought is, this is going to fucking end with you sealed in the coffin.
That would be really
like,
good.
Is it going to end with you sealed in the coffin? And then they put up like the text from the start of Doom 2016. Just rip and tear until it's done. And I'm like, God, the timeline of Doom 64. Doom Eternal sounds really good.
Man, now I want to... I had no desire to actually play this again, but, you know, with that, maybe.
Yeah. And that's... Yeah, they're just... It's one you play after you finish the game. And also, something that makes sense, the director of Doom Eternal, Hugo Martin, said his favorite Doom is 64. It's the one he played the most.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So... something that also was Doom related, because it's almost as coming out next week. They showed off the customization stuff, so you can customize your Doom Slayer. You can get like the old original Doom guy outfit. If you have Twitch Prime, you can get a pink unicorn Doom Slayer, where his helmet is like the mouth of the unicorn, like the teeth are jutting out of the top of your head.
Yeah, some of those were pretty goofy.
Yeah, there's a lot of goofy stuff there, and I thought that that was neat. They also put out like their launch trailer and everything, and that game's still looking really sick.
All I can think about with the customizable Doom Slayer is the image that Kino Fabino, a Twitter user who makes old shooter memes of just Doom Slayer's ass. of him wearing assless chaps. I'm gonna make Casey look at that.
Okay.
All I can think of.
Oh my god.
Rip and tear his ass.
I was trying to find his original post of it where he's like very upset that they didn't include my vision for the customization.
That's just tragic. In some really interesting news, I think, is 2K and the NFL have signed a multi-year deal for NFL games. Non-simulation, though, which means they can't compete with Madden.
So they'll be good.
They might make a fun game.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, they might make NFL Blitz-esque type of game, or they might make literally anything I would want to buy.
What was that bad one from last gen where it's like, we don't have any license, so it's just all bullshit?
All-Star Pro Football.
I think I'm thinking of Backbreaker.
Oh, yeah, that was what the like, the dark one.
I don't even
one.
Know what that is.
Yeah, so, yeah. Who fucking made this horrible thing? Oh, 505, of course.
Of course.
Oh, God!
Yeah, but it was like, we don't have any license, so we're just gonna have generic teams, and it has dynamic animation, so when you snap somebody's spine, they, like, fold in half semi-realistically.
Oh. Well, I'm pumped for this. They already said that they're like, we're already working on stuff. Something's going to come out next year.
Yeah, I think that Madden really needs competition. And I know this isn't direct competition, but they might get the idea if it just starts selling better.
Mm-hmm. Where if they make something that isn't about the simulation, it's like, you can play through a league, but it's an arcadey-looking football game that's having fun with the sport and just has a fun, fast, get-in, get-out gameplay loop. I'm just saying, make NFL Blitz for the love of God.
At the same time, it's 2K, so they probably have some absolutely disgusting, like, money.
Yeah, there's going to be an unbelievably horrible microtransaction system. It'll just ruin everything. It's going to be the fun.
It's a giant football with, but in the middle, it just has slots inside it. I'm very excited for whatever disgustingly transparent ad they'll do, just like the NBA 2K game that we got last year. That you showed to me and I went, this must be a parody. And it was not.
I would tell people about it and they'll be like, you're fucking lying.
One of Dan Video Game's favorite fighting game series of all time, Under Night in Birth. Specifically the new version, Uniclear, is coming to PC March 27th.
Okay.
So if you want to pick up the updated version that adds the twink that ice skates, that'll be your time to jump on that.
Did they already give a date for the PS4? I feel like they did.
That's already out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember people complaining that the PC version wasn't out yet. So that's your date for that. They are, speaking of PC, we've got Command & Conquer Remastered Collection. And that's coming to PC on June 5th. I looked into this. I think it's like the original and Red Alert.
That's
and all
really
their
good.
Expansions. Yeah, all their expansions. They remastered or got like the best quality versions of the FMVs. They brought back the original composer and had him like remaster every track, including unfinished and tracks that were just like in the game's code from before. And he had his band like perform some new stuff, updated everything. Like they had like a video deep diving into all of it, and it seems like a good remaster of that stuff. Like they're actually putting some effort behind it.
And I think they're actually putting it on Steam as well as their own platform.
Yes. Yeah, Steam and Origin.
Okay.
Yeah. Simultaneously, cuz EA signed that deal, right? That
Yeah,
or whatever they find they finally gave up.
Yeah,
they said we want to make some money.
They put out the treaty.
They're like, we're putting out a Star Wars game and we want it to sell.
Shame that that Red Alert 3 is not in this collection, which features the greatest cutscene in all video game history.
Son of a bitch, this doesn't have the Tim Curry one?
No.
I mean, unfortunately,
I'm pretty sure it does not.
I mean, that was released modernly enough that it doesn't need to be remastered. They just need to release it on Steam.
Oh.
Like,
I wanted new people to discover Tim Curry going to space.
I'm going to the only place not corrupted by capitalism. Space!
It's great because you can see him cracking up before.
Yeah,
he
they're
said
like, well, like we only paid for one take. Use it.
I just assume that's the best take they have, and the rest are just him shitting himself.
Okay, Red Alert 3 is already on Steam. We're good to go.
Okay, go check out Red Alert 3. I haven't even played these games, but that video makes me want it because FMVs are terrible. I love them. But a lot of stuff coming to PC is good, but sometimes it's anti-consumer.
Uh-oh.
Like Horizon Zero Dawn that's coming to PC this summer. The Steam page is up. This is ridiculous. After 3 years, they've abandoned the PlayStation. putting this up there. Someone's, I don't know, I just saw someone posted, my friend, I paid 400 quid for this PS4. What was the fucking point?
The 3 years you got to play the game before this,
maybe
the other
something
games
else
that remain exclusive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sony, I need you to listen to me. Please let them put Bloodborne on Steam so that game can run properly.
Not even $1,000 PC will make that game run properly, but maybe it'll get close.
And anything to make me be able to turn the camera in that and not get nauseous. And that's not that's not hyperbolic. And I tried again recently. I can't.
It hurts my eyes. Like, the frame pacing is wrong. The chromatic aberration is abysmal.
Yeah, getting them to go back and look. FromSoft has probably already flushed the code. I'm sorry.
That's why you get Blue Point or whoever.
Blue Point, fix their fuck up right now.
Make it again. Do it right.
Who did the remaster?
I don't see who, but somebody.
Just have them do it.
Yeah, I don't think it was someone particularly huge.
For what?
Or like super?
For Dark Souls Remastered.
Ah, okay. It
says Q-Lock and Virtuos. Oh yeah, it was Q-Lock.
Oh, Virtuous. They did the Final Fantasy X and 12 remasters.
And Q-Lock did the Dragon's Dogma 1 and Vesperia, apparently. So sure, do them. Use them.
Whatever, fucking PS5 is just gonna brute force that game and it'll run at a good 40.
You can't brute force the frame pacing, that's hard coded in.
Just blink every so often and you won't know.
They're just fucked.
I don't know if I'm not an expert on how this works. There's a chance that you can just have so much such a flood that it just
listening to this
work.
And shooting himself.
Right, I'm sorry, Dan.
Gotta really do our deep dives on tech when he's not here. They put up like a blog post on the PlayStation blog with Herman Holst, who was formerly of Guerrilla, is now heading up like the worldwide studio stuff. And he said, this isn't going to be really a trend. Like, not all Sony exclusives are going to go to PC, and that kind of makes sense, because, I mean, this is the same engine as Death Stranding, so I can kind of see why, this happened.
Right, they did the work.
I imagine it'll be stuff that, they feel like has already hit everything it's going to sell, because this was over 10 million in its first year.
Yeah. And it's a good way to drum up excitement for the sequel that we've known that they're working on for like 2 years
okay.
Now.
Okay, imagine if it's like the day after this comes out, all the fucking videos come out, you know, maybe not the very day, but like the next week, they're like, here's the PS5 reveal in Horizon Zero Dawn 2 that blows the dick off that shitty PC version. Like, look at this 2 second load time. Our load time is non-existent.
I feel like this could be them teeing that up. I can see when they do the PS5 reveal, a Horizon thing definitely seems like something they want to show like the tech for.
Yeah, I feel like we're at the right point for that to happen.
Because it's been long, and it's been, you know, 2 years since Frozen Wilds came out, because they did that expansion.
I somehow doubt the whole team was just working on an expansion, too, so they could well have been working on the sequel since the release of the first game.
Yeah.
Was it the next year? Was it not the same year? No, it was the same year. So it came out like 6 months after.
But it was February.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn was 2017.
Yeah,
it came out like it came out like 4 days before Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, so, I was like, so why didn't I play
so
it?
8 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember it was all online of just, you know, people smashing their heads together between those two games. My last piece of news that I have here, Lego and Super Mario are collaborating. They teased this, and in their teaser and on their website, they said Lego and Super Mario are doing this big collaboration. As you've seen during the presentation during the Nintendo Direct, you know, the one that doesn't exist, they decided they were going to do this. I don't think they've shown anything for this at all.
Oh, no, they showed it. They got a video out now.
Oh, do they?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You can watch it. What is...
It's not regular Legos. It's fully new Lego sets that have different shapes and stuff, and you play this with this giant Mario and moving around this like playset.
Oh, I see this now.
That you make.
So it's not like a Lego Mario game.
No, it's not a Lego Mario game. It's also not just a Lego set for Mario. It's something really different.
Yeah, this looks really neat. Yeah, I was streaming for like 9 hours, so I completely missed this.
This is a very Nintendo-y collaboration.
Yeah, I think it's funny the fact that they clearly were going to put this in a direct to the point where their PR said it and it just never existed.
Yeah, I have to wonder if they just had to cut it out of the direct. Like, oh no.
I'm assuming that there was supposed to be direct on March 10th, but some kind of part of the big sickie made it not be able to be ready.
Ah, the big sickie. Not great. I've seen some people straight up saying, like, there should be a direct this month, because they have to show what else they're fucking bringing out, and there's been a lot of places saying, like, yeah, that Xenoblade Chronicles thing's almost done.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been getting rated everywhere.
I've been seeing two things of, like, no, there wasn't a canceled direct, and yes, there's a direct next week, all sorts of stuff from people, so...
Yeah, I've just been seeing a lot of, they're not going to wait until something in June that's dead, but... They're going to definitely do something at some point this month. Makes sense. You know, maybe do one like a week from now, or maybe like a week and a half, whenever Animal Crossing's already out.
Right.
That's all of my news.
Speaking of things that may or not have been canceled due to the big sickie, E3 is canceled, like, entirely. That shit's a corpse.
Entirely.
Most of the big, you know, participants like EA and Ubisoft and Microsoft have basically said, we're doing a direct.
Square put out a statement, and there was like, we stand with what the ESA said, you know, it's respectable. We have a lot of big, exciting games, a lot of new next-gen stuff, and we will show it at some point, at some event, at some time.
It'll be a direct because it'll be a direct because every single event's going to get canceled.
It's like Square sucked in their, like, unsucked in their gut. And they're like, all right, cool. We don't have to commit to having a show on fucking in June.
This was going to be apparently Warner Brothers' first time doing an E3 presentation. Like, that's what the rumors were saying.
Hey, it might have been okay.
That
probably show off that Harry Potter game that got leaked like a year ago.
Yeah, the Batman, Harry Potter, and then whatever Rocksteady was working on. It was going to be those three. But of course, that's all rumors.
And probably Injustice 3.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be up.
Would they show that immediately? It's only been like a year since Mortal Kombat.
I imagine it's a next-gen launch title.
I'm sure there's no crunch happening over there.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I mean, expect everything to get fucking canceled.
Everything has. It feels like they canceled the NBA season.
They canceled. Well, they're going to cancel Gamescom.
Yeah, this isn't getting better. That
they're gonna cancel my birthday.
It's gonna get worse before it gets better.
So So I don't see this as like E3 is dead forever. I think that there's a, who knows, maybe this will give them time to think it out and not do something like we were hearing about.
Take a year off and relax.
If sales this year suffer because nobody paid attention because there was no E3, yeah, it's coming back.
Right.
But I also wonder if the big sickie could be used as an example as to why things may not have done as well.
I feel like it would be the reverse because people are not leaving their fucking house. Like, Disneyland is closed.
Yeah, but some people have spent thousands of dollars on toilet paper.
There is the problem of people not getting sick leave.
Yeah, some people have accidentally bought like 13,000 rolls. They had to be safe, okay.
We have to escape.
Yeah,
okay,
keep going.
You can use anything else. Go through your shit.
So the full first season DLC trailer is out for Granblue Fantasy Versus. Season 1's going to be out by the end of April, apparently.
This shit's strange.
That is weird, yeah.
This is strange and has the energy of, you should have sent this game out in April.
Yes, but then they wouldn't make as much money.
True. They got my money, too.
So, we have the first two characters. We have Beelzebub and Narmaya. We're getting Digita, the female protagonist. We're getting Soriz, who is a big grandpa who does karate moves.
He looks rad.
And we're getting Zoe, who does not have a gun. They're using the variant of her that does not have a gun.
She better get a gun in one of those modes.
We desperately need something to break the ankles of this fucking baby child.
She has a sword and a shield. This makes me think that we're going to get like 2 or 3 seasons a year because Cygames is just insane.
How are they getting all these out by April? Because that's still another 3 characters and only 2 are out.
I don't know. It said the end of April.
I wonder if Arxis has the staff and time to do 2 to 3 seasons of characters a year.
Cygames just be like, make it happen. Here's money. We'll keep putting money on the table until you say you can do it.
Because they do so many other fighting games.
Just imagining like Guilty Gear Strive is going to have like 12 characters. That game is not going to have an enormous amount of characters. And apparently it's just like, yeah, we only have to do a Dragon Ball character every 6 months.
Yeah, it's kind of gotten sad a little bit. Especially when they're like, it's Goku again. It took us 4 months to make him.
I'm still hype.
Or they literally just like, we have to ship this in February. We have to ship this in Q1.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have to ship this before the end of the financial year, but all the characters won't be done. So just cut some of them out and say it's the first season pass and these are all basically done.
That's what it feels like. It feels like these are done.
Yeah, it feels like that, very similar to Street Fighter V, except it actually has a single player mode at launch.
Yeah.
Now it's time to punch on people. Actually, let's not punch on people just yet.
Wonderful. You've turned a new leaf.
Let's cover some rumors first. There's a rumor that Sony is bringing back Silent Hill.
Twice?
Twice. Once as a reboot and once as Silent Hills. I have no idea if this source is credible or not, but it's like a long-term existing site that seems to have some audience.
Yeah, rely on horror. And there's another source, which was an insider who I've actually been like acquaintances and friends with for like a few years now, and has been right on a decent amount of stuff, like specifically some Capcom stuff throughout the years, and just it seemed credible, at least the first one. It's a new Silent Hill game and not the Sony is trying to mend the bridge of Kojima Productions and Konami to they make have, the Silent Hills thing happen.
I don't believe they would do that. I believe what Sony would do is be like, can we bring back Silent Hills? Sure. Kojima, make it. Let's not tell them.
Yeah, right.
They're like, too late. We already paid them and we own the rights to this one.
It would be really funny if Sony's just like, hey, Konami, you're never going to make shit. Sell us everything.
Yeah.
We own Castlevania.
No, it's got to be Sega. It's got to be Sega as part of my gamer premonition.
I don't, like, Konami is too insane to, they would just never give up those IPs because they see that they're valuable. Like, they wouldn't let a hat go.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know how much game development people they have left.
Right? I know they're trying to get out of that, they're trying to get back into it.
They make more money from fucking their spas they own.
It seems like they're somewhat trying to dig out of it. Like, they put out those collections. They made that weird Contra thing that doesn't look like Contra at all.
Oh, God.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
They made the Bomberman game. They also made the phone Castlevania game, which looks pretty neat, but still isn't in America for whatever reason.
They put out that Symphony of the Night port when the new season of the show came out.
Yes.
On phones.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just going to be like, just we'll let you license out our IPs. Platinum, make Revengeance 2, please.
Please.
just port the first one.
Also make
Revengeance 2, if we can't get a second one, just port the first one. I'm begging you.
If you can't make Revengeance 2, tell Konami to fuck off and make a game just starring Jetstream Sam. Just call him Rocket Stream Joe. But now it's time to punch people.
Aww.
Doom Eternal doesn't run at true 4K on Stadia, despite them promising that. If id Software can't make your shit work, your shit is fucked.
Yeah, it was id who promised it, too. They're like, we can do this. We can't do this.
I'm starting to think Bob's insane theory that they're somehow just running these games on server blades might be true.
Wait, is that not true? I thought that was what we knew.
No, your theory was they're running this on standard server blades somehow, to which Dan said, no, Bob, that's insane. It has to be different. You can't run games on server blades.
Whenever you say server blades, I think of Xbox 360 blades.
Yes, so do I. Every time, and I'm sure Dan is listening to this and being like, I can never not be on there again. These fucking clowns.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Okay, we'll talk about wrestling. KZ.
Yes.
What is your favorite line from John Cena's theme song? I'm going to give you some options here.
All right.
What is your preferred line? I got your soul. What is it? I got my soul straight. I brush your mouth like Colgate. Or do you prefer aiming guns in all your photos? That's a no-no.
If I could only choose those, it would be that one. But I do like when he just goes, Rapido!
Yes, Rapido.
Okay, this has been bad. Let's move on.
Okay, yeah, this is an awful bit. So let's move on to whatever else you want to talk about.
Okay. Naughty Dog is the latest up on the Crunch treadmill.
Which we've known they've had insane Crunch over there forever. So it's not surprising.
It's never really come out, but like now it's like, yeah, we can't keep people.
It was something like 70% of the people that worked on Uncharted 4 are gone. They could think that,
yeah,
something
like
that.
We had to get people from the film industry to work on animations for The Last of Us 2 because people in the game industry don't want to work for us.
I also saw a former employee over there who said, when I left Naughty Dog, they tried to make me sign a thing to not reveal the working conditions here.
Yeah, and he said, that's illegal.
They're like, oh, okay, well, or they said that they would withhold his pay.
Yeah. His last paycheck. They'd withhold his last paycheck unless he signed it, which he said, fuck around to find out. And they said, no, we'll back down.
That's, yeah, I think the exact wording was, that's probably illegal.
I'm just going to throw this out there. 90% of the things any job will try to do to you is illegal, and they hope you don't know.
Yeah, hey, that's probably about right.
When you look at situations like this, you know, Naughty Dog's the best in the biz for a reason, you know? They know if they don't go the extra mile, someone else will.
Please stop. We don't need to talk about that.
You know, it's funny how that the AP99, the insane Sony fanboy that ruined Twitter for like 6 months, outed himself as being like, guys, this is all fake. I've been fucking with you for 6 months. But then somebody who is not that person and is real tweets this shit where it's like, Naughty Dog knows you need blood, sweat, and sacrifice to make true art. And I'm like, shut up, nerd.
You know, those people exist. They're all over the place. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not great.
And this seems to be the worst example of... is one of the worst examples we've seen of Crunch that we that we know of.
I think the Mortal Kombat one is the absolute worst.
That's the worst, and like the things that they make them do as a part of the job that should not be a thing. You shouldn't be getting PTSD.
Should not be freelancers looking at dog gore videos.
Yeah. I will continue to enjoy my Japanese video games where no one there speaks English, so they can't talk about the crunch they deal with.
God, I have to wonder what's worse, the crunch on that or the crunch on all anime?
Anime. Because they pay those people slave wages. They sleep under their desk, Bob.
I'm saying that could well be the same way for game development over there. We just don't know.
I think it's a little better. Not a lot, but anime doesn't make any money and games do.
True.
But in lighter-hearted news, Detective Baby Rosalina.
What in the fuck did you just say to me?
Detective Baby Rosalina is being added to Mario Kart Tour. I feel like we're hitting the bottom of the barrel and then knocking it out and finding another barrel.
Detective Baby Rosalina.
When's Detective Baby Gold Rosalina?
Kicked out of the Costco Baby Bowser.
My poll was recovering from a bad divorce where he lost the kid's baby toad.
Fucking Miyamoto's like, no new characters.
No new character. You can't use anything I didn't like.
No other IPs.
Do I fucking see a story? I better not see a fucking story.
Are you trying to make your game good? Not allowed.
I just feel like we're one timeline jump away from the Illumination Mario movie doing good, so we get the Mario Baby CG TV show.
No.
And then we have to watch it for Cursed Content Club.
Oh my god.
Stop doing that.
Are we in the 90s
Please
again?
Stop doing
that. Baby Yoda could have brought that trend back, Bob.
I know he could have. He's too powerful.
I got scared. There are some tweets and stuff about how Kool-Aid Man went missing. And I was like, don't you fucking do Baby Kool-Aid Man.
No.
Kool-Aid Baby.
No.
Baby Nut was immediately sent to hell, so who knows?
Fucking Baby Nut.
Are they still trying to make that work? I hope not.
No.
They're still trying.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I need to try and find Baby Nut. I blocked him. So
Why
I might
did
have
you
to
block
unblock.
Baby Nut?
Because I didn't want to fucking see him ever again.
That's fair. That's the most sane thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
I do.
Get it. Oh, yeah, you did say you block anyone under 18. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, he's dead. He hasn't treated since February 11th. Baby Nut is dead. Baby Nut found dead in Miami.
Great.
Speaking of Baby Nut, talk about your last piece of news.
Do I have to? Fine.
No, you don't. we can just go to Bob if you want.
Adam Sessler sucks. He got butthurt on Twitter. Some people tried to engage with him in good faith from what I saw. And so he got real turfy. Started liking attack helicopter jokes and shit.
That's unfortunate. He has a new show, too.
Yeah, I guess he decided that he is getting back into game journalism, so he had to be clown himself.
Makes perfect sense, right?
He doesn't even seem to do, like, comedy-related stuff. I, like, watched an episode of his new show, which amounted to, like, explaining, like, stats and stuff on, like, upcoming games and stuff.
Oh, God, is he trying to become another Michael Pachter?
It was more like trying to explain to people like upcoming games and like what was the big trend setters of the year last year. So it was like talking about Cyberpunk and that and the engagement and stuff. It was very like not good. And I would never show it to Dan because the audio was so bad he would have killed himself.
He started a new company that appears to be a con. Spike Trap Incorporated. Spike Trap is the real-time artificial intelligence driven customer analytics platform for the media and entertainment industry.
So when you say he started a new show, he started a YouTube channel and it's terrible.
Yes, it's like he has a YouTube channel which he is one of the shows on it. I watched one episode. It was incredibly boring. I would rather watch Michael Pachter's show than watch this one.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. Better production values by quite a lot.
I'm just looking at this website now and I'm turning into dust. God, this is such a fucking fly-by-night shyster bullshit.
Okay, Bob. Okay,
yeah, let's
news.
Move on.
News.
Look it up. Spike Trap Inc.
Team Ninja publicly apologized for the hair DLC we talked about last week.
It's funny because they apologized in between that episode coming out.
Yes.
So maybe they'll fuck it up again before this comes out.
Maybe.
That'd be funny.
They didn't even talk about how they were going to fix it. They just said, we're going to make it right. They also announced and released their new character, Tamaki, who uses Aikido. She's in Dead or Alive Extreme Venus Vacation previously, which I was...
I don't believe that's a real game.
I mentioned...
It's just the new volleyball one. She looks like Dead or Alive Byleth.
Oh, so she's good?
Her eyes are smaller, but she has the same haircut and hair color.
She's got a mole. That makes it different, right?
No.
They like to call it Beauty Mark.
But yeah, I was when they showed these new characters for Dead or Alive Extreme, I was kind of weirded out that they weren't showing up in the new game, because she might have even been announced before the new game came out. Now she's finally hitting the new game. So it's interesting. I'm somewhat curious to use them, but at the same time, I don't want to spend $8 on a character in a game I'm not going to play. So it's weird.
Yeah, that game just came out. I think it was our first big thing. We talked about the new Dead or Alive and said, yeah, this thing's fucked, ain't it?
Yeah, I finally picked it up when it dropped down to $15, but I haven't played it since.
Oh god.
Why?
Every time I see promo art, it looks so boring.
I've liked it earlier, Dead or Alive.
Also, we should all buy it so we can play it. We can play it like we usually do for fighting games, clearly.
No.
It's not going to be worth the Dissidia.
We played Dissidia. We clearly have no standards.
Right? And whenever we do that, I'll buy a Tamaki and play as her.
This is... Dead or Alive just has the most white bread-looking girls I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The only one that just doesn't immediately leave my brain is Kasumi.
I think Ayane is somewhat iconic as well.
And Tina, I guess.
But it's Which one's Ayane? Is that the purple one?
That's the pink character one.
Yes.
Okay.
With the big ribbon.
She's the one that was in, a couple Ninja Gaiden games.
Yeah, I think that the characters that come over from Ninja Gaiden are all better. Like, Momiji from Ninja Gaiden, better character design, most of them in this game.
They all have the exact same face.
For years, I always mistook Dead or Alive or interchangeable with Virtual Fighter for some reason.
Oh, that'll get people mad at you. Virtual Fighter is a video game?
Virtual Fighter had a crossover with Dead or Alive, though, so it's reasonable.
I mean, I played Virtual Fighter. I played a lot of 4 on
Virtual Fighter is dead and has never come back, and Harada has said, we will not revive it for Sega because nothing we do would please Virtual Fighter fans. You're insane.
Wow.
He wants you to forget about Tekken Cross Street Fighter.
All right, I guess we should move on.
Yep.
CD Projekt Red had, the CEO came out, Adam Kicinski. He says that they're going to have 3 teams after Cyberpunk comes out. One team's going to work on a online mode for Cyberpunk. Another one's just going to be doing add-ons for Cyberpunk. And then a third one is working on a new Witcher game, which won't be called Witcher 4. And I was hearing some reports that he might have been vague and said, it might not be a Witcher game, but at the same time, he also said that they were working on Witcher and Cyberpunk. So, who knows?
Maybe that's them being cute, like, this one's about Ciri.
The idea of them not working on a Witcher game after what that Netflix show did for them.
That was insane.
Where they got more sales there than they ever did normally? Wasn't it something that insane?
It got more simultaneous players than at any other point.
Yeah, it was a major boom.
Which is already insane, because I think in 2019 or 2018, I forget when, It was one of the highest grossing games on Steam. Not sales, grossing. It made one of the most money-making games.
Jeez. Well, explains why they're able to fund Cyberpunk. And now the most exciting news of the week, I feel.
I cannot believe this shit.
Apparently there's a new Tony Hawk game. It got leaked by a band who's had their music licensed for it.
They're like, we just licensed out 6 songs for the Tony Hawk 2020 game.
There's no way a mobile game has vocal songs. It has to be a real game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, did any of their, like, really bad, no-effort ones license out a bunch of tracks?
I mean, yes, the Tony Hawk, the last one did. What was it, Pro Skater 5?
Like, yeah, but that's still a real one, despite it being awful. But I'm thinking, like, gimmicky mobile guard. It's still a real game. It's just an abysmal nightmare no one should ever play ever.
So, yeah, we might get another one of those abysmal nightmares.
Yeah. Go away, Robomoto. Don't do it again.
Yeah, hopefully Robomoto's not allowed.
Hopefully this game was allowed to be developed.
Yeah, for more than, like 6 months.
And wasn't like, we're releasing this game unfinished on the day we lose the license.
Yeah, maybe it isn't some scummy thing of, this is the last day we can put this thing out. Also, none of the game is on the disc.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need that again. Hopefully, this isn't terrible. I didn't go check out the band. Did anyone check out the band
with a cold Tony?
No.
I did, but I don't. I can check my history.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What's the name of the band?
I don't remember.
Very rare.
I don't.
The Death Set. The Death Set is the name of the band.
Okay. I feel like everyone's Googling this band now. They're punk.
I listened to one song just now. I listened to 3 seconds of one song and saw the music video. This is a Tony Hawk band.
Okay, that's good.
I like, in popular culture, their songs have been featured in Google Chrome's commercial during the 2012 Super Bowl.
Oh no. Well, that's the right level of sell. You have to sell out a little bit to be in a Tony Hawk.
Yeah. featured on shows like 24, Degrassi Junior High. Yes.
Oh no, Sunset Overdrive.
What's wrong with Sunset Overdrive? Of course they would fit that mold.
I guess. But yeah, they seem to have a similar energy to
God, Onrush.
What's wrong with Onrush?
Don't remind me of Onrush.
It was a game I was really excited for until they told me what kind of game it was.
That's fair.
And then I was like, oh man, cool racing game that, you know, it's like a bit more fun and wacky compared to like a simulation thing. It's like a team based. You don't even have to like win the race. You got to kill the cars.
Do we have any other news? I'm going to check right now if there's any last second news that sniped us in the back of the head.
All right, Bob, what content's coming up this week? I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah. Dance Sick. We might have done a stream on Friday, just me, but I don't know. Who knows? Anything is possible. Anything.
Literally anything.
I mean, I think Dan finished the... I think we're on almost the last episode of the Detroit Let's Play. I have no idea if he's edited the last of it, though, so don't ask me.
He has. He has. He told me today that he finally finished the Detroit stuff, so shouldn't be like, oh yeah, I'm editing it, so next week there will be a spoiler cast for Castlevania Season 3.
Very excited to hear about it.
Look forward to it.
Dan will not be there. But it's
which will be really funny for reasons that you'll realize because I say it as soon as that thing starts.
Ruh-roh. For me, same old. Continuing my Kingdom Hearts marathon. Videos are still coming out regularly. I'm gonna finally say I played a video game on this podcast because I'll played some Neo 2. So I'm excited to finally jump into that. Try and play as much of that as I can before Doom Eternal finally comes out a week from now. That's gonna be my week coming up. How about you, Phil?
I will be continuing to stream Super Danganronpa 2 on Fridays. I will stream whatever the hell I want.
Will it be furry adjacent?
No, we got through pretty much all of that for a while.
Oh, thank God.
Unless somebody gives me money to play Sonic Forces and discover definitively, once and for all, whether or not it's better than Super Mario.
You will find out whether you have brain damage or not. Come up with something funny, I beg of you.
Waka waka!
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Big Think Dimension. If you would like to support the GB Podcast Network, head on over to patreon.com/GB Podcast so that way you can get exclusive behind the scenes on stuff, other content. There's a lot of content. It's basically non-ending avalanche of content. So head on over there, become a $5 backer or a Podlord today.